Hey guys.
Hey fam. Welcome back to the Music Buzz. This is the podcast where we talk about the music biz, current events, and pop culture while we get buzzed. I'm Lauren Brumley.
And I'm Justine Avila.
And what are we buzzing on today, Justine?
We are buzzing on some blissful bluebird. and it's another hot take on our favorite breweries, Jackalope, on their bluebird, which we
love
are...
Bird.
Love bird. Oh my gosh.
And all the birds.
It is almost springtime here in Nashville, so that is when Lovebird hits the shelves, and they've been doing these drops, I think, since last year.
Yeah, it's Lovebird season.
It's Lovebird season.
This one has, it's brewed with blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries. We're having like a fruity
It's a
vibe.
Smoothie. It's a healthy smoothie.
Basically, we're so healthy.
It's a green juice. So that's what we're buzzing on.
And it is fitting because... it's March right now, which is Women's History Month, and Jackalope is a female-owned brewery, which we love.
So much.
We love to see it.
And we're excited to be back. I feel like we need to address that. We had Snowmageddon.
Yeah, we had Snowmageddon, and then, like, now everyone in Nashville is getting vaccinated. Everything is, like, slowly getting back to insanity, and so it's just been hectic. It's been a hectic month.
It has. It is... It's not been a slow ease or transition. I feel like it went from zero to 100, and here we are.
No, I totally agree with that. But I'm glad we're reunited.
Missed ya. And it feels so good.
It really do. It really do, though. Today, we're going to do something a little different than usual. Something similar to our Songs About series, I would say. And Justine and I are going to talk about the songs that we wish we could hear again for the first time.
And you should tell the people where you got this inspiration, because this was all your idea.
Well, I wish I could claim it personally, but I did get inspired by TikTok. The youths are just steady out here inspiring me with ideas. So someone, it was like a series where people were like doing screenshots of all the songs they wish they could hear again for the first time. And I was like, that would be a cool thing to talk about, because then when you're looking through, you're like, ooh, I have comments on like these songs that someone else is saying. And then that made me think of like a song I wish I could hear again for the first time. So
right.
That'd be fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like the youths are so creative.
They really are. Like, I don't know where they come up with these ideas, but I'm thankful.
Me too. And I hope they keep it up as everything opens back up.
They will. Literally, it's like, think of how crazy the kids were on Vine and like how many things they were doing that you're like, I would never even think of this. Like, how? That's TikTok. And it's there's no end in sight, truly.
Well, I'm here for it. So yeah, thank you, youths.
Youths. So we are each going to go through our list of songs that we wish we could hear again for the first time. Justine, do you want to kick it off?
I do. And I want to preface it with kind of how I thought about these, because I went almost in a chronological order of when I started listening to music, some of the music my like parents introduced me to, and then some more recent music, but not too recent, because again, it was a different mindset from hearing the music that I'm hearing now.
Right.
So, okay, I'm going to kick it off with Gloria Estefan.
Ooh, your girl.
She's my girl. Conga, because my dad is a Cuban dude, and he was all about Gloria and Emilio Estefan and the Miami sound. And every time I hear that song right now, I just like move, and I would love to hear it again for the first time, because I remember as a kid, I heard it and I was like, what is this?
You're like, this is a slapper.
It is. I don't know what she's saying, but I love it. And yeah. I wish I could hear it again. It's just like a sonic boom.
Yes. And that's totally a song that you hear, like probably the first time you heard it, you were like, oh, this is different than anything I've heard before.
Exactly. So I love it. And I wish I could hear it again for the first time. But part of me also loves the nostalgia behind it. So I don't know if I do, but I kind of do.
I get that. It's complicated.
It is.
Complicated emotions. That song always makes me think of, did you ever see the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Mm-hmm.
It always makes me think of that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Okay. So my second song is Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Classic.
And I wore this song out when it first came out. I remember listening to it on the way to basketball practice. Like, my mom would be like, okay, we get to listen to it once on the ride there, and that's it.
That's your limit.
That was my limit. But again, I think Britney Spears just produces like bops and slappers, but I don't know if I would have the same reaction now, and that's why I would want to hear it for the first time.
Ooh, that's a good reasoning, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, again, I'm like, man, I remember that because of all the like sports practices, essentially, that I listened to that song on the way to, but I don't know if I'd have the same reaction.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine myself listening to that for the first time in the year of 2021. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would still like it, but I would be like, this is just like a cutesy pop song. You wouldn't be like, this is like the anthem of the ages, which it's become.
Also, since we're in Women's Rights Month, I think I would be like, no, do not hit me, baby, one more time.
That's true. Also,
you know,
true.
High five me.
Yeah.
So going through this list, another song that I am obsessed with, I know you probably know it, Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
My soul.
It just, Be Still My Heart on this song. And again, I've been obsessed with it. And I don't think it's been diminishing returns. I think every time it comes on and you hear those first few notes and you know it's the song, you just, like, my heart skips a beat.
The love only grows.
Exactly. But I would just like the first butterflies and flutters of the heart listening to it for the first time one more time.
Ugh, that song hurts my soul. And we got to talk about that a lot in our John Mayer
deep dive. Okay, another kind of throwback song was Marvin Gaye's Ain't No Mountain High.
Oh,
I love, love, love that song. And again, thinking about it in the context of all of the music being released in 2021, I don't know that any of the songs that have come out this year really hold a flame to this song.
Oh, that's why classic.
Classic, and I would love to hear it again for the first time just to be like, what? And also, again, in the context of the music being released this year, to compare it.
Yeah, I think that one, like, holds up. That one stands the test of time. That's like... That was such a big song for movies and TV shows, I feel like.
Well, I remember it from Stepmom.
Me too. I was going to say the so scene good. Where Susan Sarandon and the kids are like dancing around the bedroom.
Yeah.
My soul.
It just makes you cry. And then Julia Roberts was in that film too.
Ugh.
It's so good.
That movie is so sad.
It is really sad. But again, fire. So going through... I think my next one is Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
Ooh, good one.
Again, I think it's just one of those like timeless songs that I wish I could hear for the first time again to compare it to everything coming out.
Yeah. Was that?
On 21.
Did you hear her music before that album?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first release from the second album that you would have heard of hers. Or her
correct.
Second album, period.
So I heard her on 19, but then it was like, whoa, like this is the powerhouse that is Adele on 21 and specifically this song. So I was like, okay, awesome.
That's like when she went pop artist.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, Lauren, hit me with your top five.
Okay, those were a great top five. Great start.
Any repeats?
Not repeat songs, but some repeat artists.
Interesting. Okay.
So the first one that I thought of was Sweet Disposition by Temper Trap.
Who, again, that reminds me of a movie, 500 Days of Summer.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's been in a lot of movies, but that was like one of the biggest, most popular ones. But like every time, I feel like the first time I heard it in a movie, I was like, this song makes me feel like I could run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes me feel alive. And I didn't even know what the lyrics were until like a couple years ago. Cause it's like you're not really paying attention to what they're saying. It's just like the sounds, the way it sounds. And I would love to hear it again for the first time. And
that's
feel that magical feeling.
That's a great one.
Thank you.
That is a great one.
Do I know any other Temper Trap songs?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't either, but I do love that one.
But I love that one. And then my next one, which was a repeat artist, is Hometown Glory by Adele.
Wow. So you went with a song off of 19.
Yeah, which I think is the first song I heard of hers.
It was either that or Chasing Pavements.
Yeah. And I remember she was a VH1, like, I forget what they called it then. It was like Artist on the Rise or something like that.
Or Artist to Watch.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And so they would play her music video all the time. And I remember like looking at her and being like, she looks so unassuming to have a voice that's this powerful. And I was obsessed with this song. It also is another like very cinematic movie. I feel like it's like you feel like you're watching a movie when you're listening to it because it tells such a story. And I wish I could like hear Adele for the first time again, you know?
Me too.
Love her. And I'll just go ahead and go with my other repeat artist as well.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it John Mayer?
Of course.
Of course it is.
But I went In Your Atmosphere from, yeah, from the...
That was from the live album.
Yeah, from Where the Light Is, John Mayer live in Los Angeles. And if I understand correctly, this was never like recorded anywhere.
I know.
Like no studio recording of it.
So fire. And I wish he would play it live. And he doesn't.
He did play it when we saw him at Bridgestone, but not the whole thing.
Not the extended.
Yeah, he played like a clip of it. Or like,
it's like
it
a
in
tease,
with a medley. Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it.
Which, hey, I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get. But like hearing that song for the first time, oh my God. I like just sobbed and sobbed.
And I feel so like beautiful. The end is the best part.
Oh yeah. So I wish I could hear that again.
So you're picking, that's interesting. You're picking based on emotion and feels.
Are we surprised?
So you're wishing you could be sad again for the first time.
Or happy. Like Temper Trap, that's a happy one. You know,
that sums you up because that's coffee. That's,
oh, wow. That's a great comparison.
You said you feel alive, which is how I feel after a good cup of coffee.
That's so true. And I feel like yours are all like nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
You're yearning for your childhood. You're a child at heart.
Apparently.
This is turning into a therapy podcast.
Correct.
Okay. So for my next one, it is Merry Go Round by Kacey Musgraves.
Ooh, that's a great one.
And we've talked about that. I think I've talked about it now on two podcast episodes. So we don't really
why
have
not
to, like,
make it three?
It, yeah, why not? But yeah, I just remember driving around and hearing it for the first time. And like, that was the first song I ever heard of Kacey's. And so I was like, this girl's nuts. I need more. So it was a magical moment. You know, that was nostalgia for sure to think about hearing that for the first time. The next one is Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers.
Wow. I'm kind of shocked because that's a newer one.
Yeah, newer. I mean, Stranger in the Alps came out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how many years? Four now? 4 years?
Yeah.
I just remember I had heard Phoebe before that, but all of her songs were like a lot slower and more sad. Not that Motion Sickness isn't sad. It's just, it sounds like it's happier. But I remember listening to it and expecting it to be similar to the other stuff I had heard. And I
right.
was like, oh, this is like actually a bop. Like I want to roll down my windows and drive down the freeway listening to this. And I still like, when I listen to it, I still feel like I'm hearing it for the first time.
Wow.
But it's not quite the same emotion, but like it still like hits me every time, you know?
And you wish you could feel it for the first time.
Oh yeah.
Just
for sure.
Essentially that slap in the face.
I want Phoebe Bridgers to slap me in the face.
Same.
That's what I'm changing my Twitter bio to. Actually, that's really funny that you said that because Phoebe Bridgers was nominated for Grammys, and Elton John tweeted, if Phoebe Bridgers doesn't win a Grammy, I'm going to slap someone or something like that.
Bless him.
And everyone's like retweeting and Phoebe Bridgers was like, same.
That's amazing.
So
she's a vibe.
She really is. She's such a mood. Love her.
Okay. In keeping with my nostalgia theme, I am doing another one that I wish I heard for the first time, which was Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Tears Such a great song.
For Fears.
Yes.
It is so good. So my next pick is like one that just like amps me up, similar to Temper Trap for you. But this one, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to conquer the world, run a marathon, the whole thing. And that is We Will Rock You by Queen.
Oh, that's a good one. You're choosing like good classics.
Oh, yeah. But also like I think of it in like a sports setting because you hear it at every game, no matter what the sport is. And I'm like, yes.
Like, it does amp you up. Yeah,
it does. It's like a battle anthem. So I wish I heard that for the first time. And I wonder if I'd be as amped.
Did you watch the Queen movie?
Yeah. With
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes, with Remy
Malek.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he won an Oscar for it.
Yeah, that makes me think of like the big, was it Live Aid or like the big concert?
Well, and they did the studio scene where he's like bouncing around. And he's like, okay, clap.
Yeah.
And I was like, wah.
Epic. So
it is epic. So I'm going to go with a newer one that is by one of my favorite bands. They did release a new album, which I won't get into because I didn't love the new album. I wish that I heard this for the first time because this song also amps me up, but the lyrics are a little unique, and it's Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon.
Oh my gosh.
It just makes me want to like drink with the windows down and just like scream and be free.
Yeah. I feel like that song, you listen to that song and you're like, I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
Like,
even if you're not, you listen to the song and you're like, oh, we're good.
You're like wearing sweatpants on your couch. You're like, am I hot? Like, is this a hot girl summer?
Exactly. And I'm ready for it in 2021.
Same. That's such a good song. But that album is just iconic.
Oh, it is. Only by the Night. Classics. You're right, Kings. Okay, so with that one, I'm picking more bands, but again, going throwback with nostalgia. Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Another classic.
It is so good. Again, reminds me of my youth, like in high school, didn't have to listen to rules, and it was like they were, I think, just breaking all the rules, going shirtless and not caring, and Anthony Kiedis was, you know, had a world of problems, as we all learned from Scar Tissue.
Yeah.
But again, one of those classic California bands. And again, reminds me also of the OC, the whole thing.
Yeah, totally. I feel like every like attractive stoner from your high school was like obsessed with this song.
Oh, for sure. And like loved Flea.
Oh, yeah.
It was always Flea.
I am always seeing Flea comment on everyone's Instagram posts. He always, you know how like popular comments show up first? Like he's commenting on everything. I'm like, you're very cool and in the know being on Instagram, commenting on everyone's stuff.
He's got a lot of time in retirement.
I guess so.
And then my next one is a rapper.
Ooh.
And I can't get away from the nostalgia, but I remember when this song first came out, everyone sang it. And everyone was just blown away by this producer turned artist. And that is Kanye West, All Falls Down.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one too.
It is a bop. And I just remember being at a concert where he was playing and everyone was pulsing to the song. So I want that feeling for the first time again.
Yes. I remember watching that music video on MTV. And the chorus in the bathroom is so
scene when it like, you know, he does the line about his shirts and stuff and you're like, what? This is so good.
Slaps. Okay. So for my final five, I feel like a lot of mine are like based on movies and TV. And I feel like that just tells you how much the music in like visual media matters. But the next one I'm going to go with is Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
So good.
That song comes on Grey's Anatomy and you know stuff's about to pop off. Someone's dying.
Snow Patrol. I forgot about them.
It's the saddest song ever, but it's beautiful.
It is.
It's like, and it's not even like really sad necessarily. It's just, it's sad sounding, I guess.
Yeah. And I put Snow Patrol also in like the Oasis category. Mm-hmm. Like all of those kind of bands from that time period.
Yeah. Love Snow Patrol, though. It just does make me think of, like, mostly Grey's Anatomy. But it's been in a lot of, like, movies and TV shows and stuff. So that's a big one. And then my next one, I'm going a little old school with Everything is Everything by Lauryn Hill.
Ooh, that is fire.
That song
is a fire song.
I just remember being like, I have to learn every single one of the words to this song. Like, it's so cool. And she's kind of, like, rap singing, sort of. Like, it still has a melody, but it's, like, quick paced, and
she was supposed to tour that album and didn't do it.
Well, I'm not surprised. She has like a notorious reputation for
touring. Because we were talking about going, and then remember we were like, oh, let's wait to buy tickets because she like doesn't show up for her own shows.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, like the show was rescheduled and then just never happened.
Yeah. And she's like notorious for showing up to a show an hour and a half late or not showing up at all, and everyone's like in the audience waiting for her to come out on stage and she's literally not there. So oops, but love more now.
Oops, she did it again.
Ooh, look at that, like, coming back around. Okay, so my next one is one from your girl, Sasha Sloan, older.
Ooh.
Because the first time I heard older, I was like...
a deep cut.
Not really.
It's deeper than, like, thoughts or, like, lie.
I feel like they're all deep cuts to most people. But I just remember listening to that song, and she's talking about how, like, you grow up and you realize your parents aren't perfect. And I was like, oh, no one's really put that in a song that I'm aware of yet. And so I was like, this hits home. Love this.
Fire.
Hits you in the feels. And then my next one is Do You Think About Me by Caitlin Smith.
Wow.
That song wrecked my world when I heard it for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. The verse about every time that I order my coffee black, the memory keeps coming back in a double tall Breve latte, two pumps classic. Like, the coffee order in the verse, I was just shook by. And literally, I mean, the chorus is like magical.
I don't know that anyone's done that. I can't think of a song where they've like done that with a coffee order.
Yeah. And it's like so unique. And it's like the rhythm of it is sonically pleasing to listen to. So.
Well, it helps that her voice is just incredible.
I mean, yeah, she's perfect. Okay. And then my last one is The Night We Met by Lord Huron.
Wow.
Which again, I really didn't realize this until I'm like saying them all, but again, makes me think of like 13 Reasons Why, the show on Netflix. Uh-huh. It's like in a lot of movies and TV shows, and it's just like very haunting. And I remember hearing like the ooze at the beginning for the first time and like just having goosebumps immediately. I would love to have that feeling again.
Yeah.
I love Lord Huron.
I love them as well. They actually played, I think, an acoustic show at City Winery.
Oh, that actually does ring a bell. There.
Yeah. It was like a Lightning 100 show, and they were awesome.
Oh, and then I remember they would always play Live on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
They would play that a lot. And they had a version of The Night We Met that they released with Phoebe Bridgers, which is just hits you in the feels.
So what you're saying is you love all these songs with feels.
I love feelings. So obviously these were really hard to choose. I mean, like, we listen to so much music that narrowing it down to even 10 each is impossible. So we're going to make playlists on the Music Buzz Spotify account with some more of our top picks of songs that we wish that we could hear again for the first time. And let us know on our Instagram what songs you guys wish you could listen to for the first time, because maybe we'll make a playlist of like other people's submissions. That would be cool. Yes,
we would love to hear.
Yeah, love that. Okay, so now we're going to cover a couple current events that are going on in the world right now. And something that I feel like everyone is talking about right now, and I just don't really have a great understanding of, is NFTs. And Justine, I feel like you're more well-versed on this than me. All I know is that stands for non-fungible token.
Exactly.
And someone on Twitter was like, that just makes me think of a mushroom that is not allowed to have a token. And that made me laugh because that's all I think about.
I think that's accurate. So essentially, as far as I understand it, it's similar to blockchain, where it's this encoded currency and you pay for it like a token, and then you use that token to exchange for something. It's usually digital artwork. So it exploded over, gosh, the last year, but people are buying NBA clips. They're buying tweets, like Jack Dorsey's first tweet is being sold for millions of dollars. Digital art. They had their big first digital art sale at $69 million for an artist named Beeple who produces digital artwork.
Interesting.
But it's the same in the physical world. The same way someone wants an original Van Gogh.
Wait, like, I have a question though.
Yes.
What do you do with digital artwork?
Ah, you buy screens and display it.
Okay.
So it's the same way as someone wants an original Van Gogh, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I can't afford it. Assuming you can't afford an original Van Gogh.
Speak for yourself, Justine.
But it's the same way we would have a poster in our home. Okay. Someone has the original, but who really cares? It's the same concept in the digital space. And then these tokens can be redeemed for money. But what people are doing is essentially in the music space, they're trying to do it for digital artwork, but also attaching some sort of physical to it. So Kings of Leon just did it recently and did just that. And you could buy a limited edition vinyl, but they opened the vinyl for everyone to buy. It wasn't like an auction, which some of these digital art pieces are an auction, and that's what Kings of Leon did for, like, it's like a digital poster that has a sound wave, an original sound wave from the record they just released. Does that make sense?
Yes. Like, how do you even go about purchasing such a thing?
So it's all of these essentially like softwares or like websites where you can load money from your credit card or bank account into it. Then you can like have buying power that translates into a certain like token to then go purchase that token. But if I say you created a digital piece of artwork and I bought it, it's different from money because you can trace it. Like they know who owns that token, so it could be traced back to me. So I have the original, unless, again, I sold it again. So then you have that paper trail, very similar to blockchain. It's like encrypted data for the actual currency. So unlike cash, where you don't know where that dollar originated, this has a trail.
So like the purpose of it is like security and knowing where things are coming from and going to, basically.
And like, it's like the bravado of owning the original. So you own the original, like the NBA is doing that now with Top Shots. So they're doing it with like these sports clips. So you own that clip of LeBron James dunking.
Okay.
And you can literally display it on a screen in your house. But I can display.
But you know what you also could do? Buy a screen on Amazon and get a projector and pull up YouTube. I'm just, obviously there's like some sort of like market for these things. I just,
but again,
it's so fascinating.
Think about it in the physical world. We could do it with a Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I mean, you
it's
could
so interesting.
Own a copy of the painting.
So what would be like for the Kings of Leon record, like what would be your motivation for wanting to buy it that way?
The vinyl?
Yeah.
Or the digital art?
Both.
Like the digital art you own. You're the sole owner of that one piece.
But it's not just like one.
Well,
that
it,
you can
for
buy.
The artwork it is. But for the vinyl, they only release the vinyl through this NFT. So okay. If you wanted this specific vinyl, you can only get it through the NFT versus like they released a different vinyl to Grimey's, our local record store, which they signed. So it's just, again, bragging about it, but also you got like digital artwork as well with that vinyl that you wouldn't get at Grimey's.
Gotcha. It's very interesting. It's kind of confusing, but the way you explained it actually does make sense. And I've been seeing on Clubhouse all the like music themed rooms are like the future of NFTs for music. So like it's very very big conversation right now.
It's blown up too in other genres. Like there's a DJ. I'm not going to like get his numbers and letters right. It's like L3 or 3LAU.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He sold like original music as a file for $11.5 million. Like Grimes made $7 million releasing digital art as well this way and music. But it's the same thing. Remember that like drug lord Scarelli, like Martin Scarelli, who like was in charge of pharmaceuticals. He was like a hedge fund guy. He bought the one Wu-Tang album. Remember that they did like one album and it was a physical album that no one heard and they did an auction for it and it went for like millions of dollars. He bought it. So he's the only guy that has access to those masters and he has the right, to those, but he can duplicate them if he wanted.
Yeah. That's so interesting. See, that kind of makes sense. Then you'd be like, I have the original or I have one of 10 or one of whatever. If it's something that like technically anybody could buy, which like that's not a big enough thing where everyone's doing that. So you still are going to be like a rarity to have something that you're buying in that fashion. But unless it was something that only I would have or if it was something that I could not get anywhere else, any other way, maybe. But I guess clearly there's a lot of people who are concerned with security of like especially large amounts of money. And like that's like a motivating factor for them to use these like Bitcoin and all that stuff.
But it's also like a novelty, right? Like the same with like Dogecoin. Like the guy made it as like a joke to say that like this is a joke cryptocurrency and it ended up going for like millions of dollars. So if you bought one of those tokens as a joke for like 50 cents, it'd be worth like $3 million right
now. That's insane.
And it's like some NFTs are like that. Like someone was telling me about an NFT that was called like Pull the Rug Out. So when you purchased it with like, say it costs like 5 tokens, you got a picture of a rug and he raised millions of dollars that way because people just bought it.
That is so bizarre to me. Like, what do people do with their free time?
Well, we've had a lot recently in a pandemic.
I guess so, but like, make some sourdough bread. You know what I'm saying?
Do something productive.
Yeah. Make some homemade kombucha, like something. But that does make sense, I guess. It's very interesting. And like, I just don't understand, like, if I wanted to like go buy this like currency, I just don't understand like where you do that.
Well, there, again, there's like a lot of different accounts where you can do it. Like Dapper is the one that the NBA Top Shops uses. So you have to have a Dapper account to load money to get tokens to then buy the clips.
It's basically digital grown-up Chuck E. Cheese.
Correct. Someone used that example as well to me, and I was like, 100%. You can't use those tokens anywhere else except Chuck E. Cheese.
It's so weird. This is the future, though. Like, it's clearly a thing. So thank you for explaining. I feel a lot more enlightened than I was 10 minutes ago.
Sure, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
So next on the docket is some fun news. Triller Network, which is the parent company of the app Triller, which is a rival app to basically TikTok. They acquired Versus, aka, as I call it, Versus. Which is, if you missed our episode where we talked about it, it is a live stream where two artists go head to head, kind of performing their top hits, basically.
And I think this was it Timbaland? And some, there was another person involved that were like co-partners on this, that I think this was like maybe pre-pandemic, right on the cusp of pandemic, that this like was a big thing because Apple Music partnered with them as well.
Well, and now under Triller Network, because they acquired it, they've hired an entire staff to manage this whole thing. So I'm curious to see like what it kind of evolves into, because right now they've just been doing it on Instagram Live, and I'm assuming probably like YouTube, Facebook Live, I would imagine. So I wonder if it'll kind of like, as things open back up, maybe A, turn into like a live concert, like in-person thing, or even like a more like heavily produced thing where you like purchase a ticket to like watch this live stream happen.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. And I'm sure this will like help them get having like a whole team dedicated to like making this a whole production. I mean, they've gotten like really big artists so far, but like they could potentially even get bigger artists. Like what if we saw like Drake and Kanye?
I'd die.
I mean, I don't even know what to do with myself.
I'd fall out of this chair and die.
That would be nuts, though. It'd be so good. It'd be like banger after banger after banger.
Hopefully, if Kanye was on his game.
Yeah. But then also, since it's on Triller, I know like a big thing now is like doing live streams on TikTok or doing them, like in video games and stuff. That's like a big thing.
It's Twitch.
Like, yeah. Well, or like artists are performing live on Roblox or on Fortnite. And stuff that. Like they're having these concerts within these like games.
I mean, Travis Scott did that.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder if it will like turn into kind of something like that now that they're acquired by Triller.
Maybe.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't have the Triller app and I can't afford another app for myself.
I don't either. And I'm actually overwhelmed right now and I haven't even done Clubhouse yet. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at.
We're not trying to add new things to the docket.
Correct.
I'm with you on that. Granted, yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I do have like some new apps, but.
In keeping with the therapy theme, Lauren, do you want to tell us about your new apps?
No, like for therapy, I need to talk about how I need to go to like Technology Anonymous. Like someone needs to take my phone away, to be honest. Well, actually that kind of leads us, I guess, into our personal currents. Justine, what are you currently reading, watching, and listening to?
Well, guys, big news. I'm happy to report I finally finished the book I've been reading for three months. That John Lewis book. We're done.
That
it was great.
A doozy.
Oof. So now I'm on to Adam Grant, The Power of Knowing What You Don't Know. Ooh. And it's called Think Again.
Okay, that sounds good.
So he just released it. And again, it's I think he's a clinical psychologist or behavioral psychologist, but he had a book called Originals, which was like the power of original thinking and how you get thoughts for new ideas. Mm-hmm. So I am only a couple pages in, but again, it's already super interesting and why you have kind of almost some gut reactions and piecing like knowledge together in very high pressure situations was like the intro example to the book.
That sounds so, really good, actually.
Yes. I will let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please do.
What I'm currently watching, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Summer House.
Oh, yes. The current season that's on?
Current season.
There's one like live right now.
One live right now. And it's kind of like a throwback because they're in this house during the pandemic. They filmed it over summer. So it's all the drama, everything I need. I used to be a big Hannah fan. Yeah. And I don't think I am anymore.
Interesting.
Have you been watching?
No, I haven't watched in the past couple seasons, but I used to like Hannah too. She has a very big social media presence. Like her tweets go viral every time. Like I see her a lot. So I like kind of keep up with her that way, but I haven't watched the show in a while.
You need to, if you're ready for like some high stake drama with people in their late 30s, early 40s.
I do need that in my life.
Who doesn't?
Right.
Okay. And what I'm listening to, as I mentioned, Kings of Leon released a new album, When You See Yourself. So I haven't listened all the way through. I've been making my way through the album and so far so good, but doesn't really compare to Only by the Night.
Yeah.
So
there I'm going to need your thoughts as you like simmer on it. I've only listened once all the way through and I wasn't really a fan.
I think I Instagrammed about this, but like I haven't been a fan since like 2010.
Yeah. But you were such a big fan of those early albums.
That I'm keeping the hope alive. Like, I'm like, man, one day they're going to just make a record where I'm like, oh, this is the band that I, like, remember and fell in love with. But until then.
It could be an album that grows on you. It's just all kind of, like, I feel chill. Like it's
dad rock again.
Yeah, totally.
It's, like, boring dad rock.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I agree with that.
Do better. Do better. All right, Lauren, hit me with your currents. What are you reading, watching, listening to, feeling, et cetera? Okay.
Feeling excited for the rest of 2020.
2021.
Oh my God.
Wrong year. I'm ready for 2020 to be over.
Feeling excited for 2021. I've been slacking on the reading game. I like flew through like 7 books in the first 2 months of this year. And then now I've been trying to read one book for the past like month.
I mean, girl, you're good for at least half the year.
I mean, you would think, but my reading goal is 40 books for the year. I'm on track still technically, but like I've not been reading a lot. But I am in the middle of reading this book called Sorry I'm Late, I Didn't Want to Come. And it's a nonfiction book from this author who was like a self-proclaimed introvert. And she spent a full year. She lives in London. She's American, but she lives in London. A full year just like saying yes to things that she did not really want to do that like kind of pushed her outside to like be a little more of her extroverted self. And so it's about her, like how she changed throughout that process, but she's really funny. And like all of her internal monologue, I'm like, that is me as an introvert. Like when she had to stand up on stage in front of an audience, she's like, everyone's looking at me like this is so uncomfortable. And it's just very accurate. So that's what I'm reading. I am watching Manifest, which is a show on NBC. A network show? Who am I?
Excuse me.
I know. And it's on its second season, but I just started from like season one, episode one. And I'm only a few episodes in, but it's really good. It is about, it's kind of like Lost vibes. So it's about this flight. And like at the beginning of the show, these people get on this flight and there's like a lot of weird turbulence and they all freak out. They think they're going to crash. And then like the plane restabilizes and they're okay. But when they land, there's all these policemen and like FBI. And they're like, what's going on? And they're like, this plane has been missing for like 5 years. You guys were presumed dead. And so they all are just like, what? And none of them have aged a day. And so they're all trying to figure out like what's going on. So it's very good. Like I said, I'm only a couple episodes in. But
so it's like Manifest, like a flight Manifest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Because weird things keep happening to everyone who's on the plane. So it like the list of people who are on the plane, they are all are kind of like a group. So So far, it's interesting. And I've heard it's a good show, which is why I started it. So
I need to watch.
Yeah. We'll let you know how that goes. And then I'm currently, the apps. Back to the apps. This is what made me think of the apps. So I have two new apps that I downloaded.
Oh my God. Tell us about them.
So one of them is called Letterboxd, and it's for movies. And so it basically is like I don't even know how you describe it. Almost like a journal of movies that you've watched, sort of. But you can go in and you can mark movies that you've watched, and then it'll suggest other movies you should try to watch, or you can see what kind of the ratings that you would see on like Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. Okay. You can see how people have rated it. You can see comments about it and stuff. And it's just kind of nice because I always forget. I have the worst memory ever, and I forget what movies I have seen or haven't seen, especially a lot of the older ones and classics and stuff. I get them mixed up. Did I see this one or did I see this one? So this is cool because you can mark these are the ones I've seen. And then a lot of people make essentially playlists of movies, but they'll be really specific lists. It'll be 100 movies with the best soundtracks, or 25 movies where the main character is a 30 something girl living in New York. So you can find specific lists. And if you see several movies that you like on there, you're like, okay, maybe I'll watch one of these other movies.
I feel like I need this because it's rare, but when I'm in the mood for a movie, mm-hmm. I constantly Google best movies to stream this month.
Yeah.
And look at that list, and it's really nothing new. So it would be nice to have
But you really never know. And streaming services kind of suck the way that they're laid out, because you don't see the stuff that you wish that you could see. It's when you go to someone else's house and mm-hmm. open their Netflix and you're I don't see this stuff.
Exactly.
And I want to watch these shows. So it's kind of nice. And it also is kind of nice too, because you can share, the same way that you can share a song to your Instagram story from Spotify, you can do that with a movie.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you have a comment about the movie, it'll just pull in the cover of the film and the name, and then
that's so cool.
Yeah. So that's one of the apps. And then the other one is called TV Time, which is basically the same thing, but for TV shows. So that's me. I'm old and I have to track what I've seen so I don't forget.
I mean, I'm the same way. I feel I have to write a note for everything. So if there could be an app for me to track every part of my life, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So, and it's also kind of nice because I've been watching New Girl, for example, for forever, and I'll be talking to people about it and everyone's seen New Girl. So they'll be like, oh, what season are you on? I'm like, I don't know. But now you can mark off which seasons that you've seen. So I could be like, oh, I'm on season 5 or whatever.
So you're providing accurate data to
I need data.
That's what you're saying.
It's so nerdy, but highly recommend these two apps. Letterboxd is more popular than TV Time. A lot of people who are obsessed with movies use this app. It's a pretty popular app. So those are the apps you should use. Anyways, what I'm listening to right now is actually an album that came out yesterday by the Paper Kites.
Oh.
And it's all duets with women.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my God. I literally was listening yesterday and sobbing. All of the songs are so gorgeous. I literally, on the first listen, I was like, I'm obsessed with this. Go to the next song. I'm obsessed with this. Go to the next song. I'm obsessed with this. And one of the best ones is a song that they did with Aoife O'Donovan, who is in the band I'm With Her, the trio, mm-hmm. Americana trio.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. I can't handle it. So that's what I'm listening to.
I need to listen.
Yeah. Highly recommend to it. Yeah. So yeah, that's all we got for today. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Music Buzz. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to The Music Buzz wherever you are listening to this right now. And leave us a nice review. Leave us a comment. Give us 5 stars, you know.
We're here for it.
We would love that. That would be so nice. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at Music Buzz Pod. And stay cool.
Stay calm.
And stay buzzed.
So good.